In the United States, Rupert Murdoch's media empire takes in newspapers including the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post and the Fox News cable channel. There, the FBI has opened a preliminary inquiry into allegations that News Corporation journalists tried to access the phone records of victims of the September 11 attacks. The inquiry was prompted by a series of requests from members of Congress. North America correspondent Jane Cowan has more.
Rupert Murdoch's media empire might be headquartered in New York, but right now he's no more welcome here than anywhere else. A small but angry group of protesters gathered outside his plush apartment overlooking Central Park.
Journalistic ethics in Britain perpetrated by Murdoch have been deplorable, and we should not be importing them to this country.
They can't just feel free to, you know, pick and choose what law they want to follow, and that they're going to be accountable just like regular citizens.
The group was organised by a black civil rights organisation, calling for Murdoch's Fox News network to fire one of its commentators for enforcing racial stereotypes. The protesters held signs reading race baiting, phone hacking, anything for a profit.
Americans have had enough. Folks are finally willing to stand up to Rupert Murdoch. It's not just about the wiretapping, but it's about the agenda, the ugly agenda that is focused on driving Americans apart.
The FBI is now concerned enough to be examining allegations that News Corp might have tried to hack into the phone records of victims of the September 11 attacks. It comes in response to mounting calls from members of Congress, initially Democrats, but most recently the New York Republican Peter King.
I have called on the FBI to conduct an investigation into the area of whether or not any of the phones of 9/11 victims or the family members were hacked into, whether or not any telephone information as far as records or calls was made available to anyone in the media after September 11th. It's focused on that issue. That, to me, is the American dimension of it. I represent a district that lost over 150 people on September 11th, and the thought that anyone would have hacked into the phones of either those who were killed, those who were missing, the family members during that tragic time, at any time, especially during that tragic time, to me is contemptible.
There are also calls for Congress to launch its own inquiry into allegations News Corp broke bribery and other laws. Democrat Bruce Braley is a key member of the House Oversight Committee.
There's a possibility that U.S. citizens could have improperly had their voicemails or electronic communications improperly accessed by News Corp or someone acting on their behalf. And because of the growing alarm about that issue, I have joined my House colleagues in calling for further investigation to make sure that there's been no violation of U.S. law.
The claim that phones belonging to victims of the September 11 attacks might have been targeted first surfaced in the UK, where the Daily Mirror reported News of the World journalists offered to pay a New York police officer to retrieve victims' private phone records. It's something that disturbs Ali Reigenhardt, whose son was killed in the terrorist attacks.
I would hold these people accountable and responsible in a legal sense. And I think it is a crime. It's certainly a crime against ethics and against humanity. Someone has to defend the dead, and the parents and families of the victims are going to continue to do that.
U.S. law enforcement and congressional officials have reportedly said they're unaware of any evidence beyond the newspaper story itself to support the hacking allegation. But Congressman Bruce Braley says the probe is more than a fishing expedition.
It's a legitimate concern for those of us who have a sense of decency and a desire to protect the privacy of American citizens to ask for questions and push for answers as to how far this reach went and who, in fact, was subject to these abuses.
But the man at the center of the scandal has defended his company's handling of the whole affair. In comments billed as his first significant public remarks since the controversy erupted, Rupert Murdoch told the News Corp-owned Wall Street Journal, quote, "We have a reputation of great good works in this country." He said the company had handled the crisis extremely well in every possible way, making just minor mistakes. This is Jane Cowan in Washington for The World Today.